Newstalk 1620 WTAW, 12 minutes away from 6. Wednesday evening with Chuck Glenn Winkle, the College Station Independent School District. Tom's in here, too. We'll gang up on Chuck this evening.
Bill, Tom, it's good to see you guys, as always.
What's happening in the big CSISD?
Hey, man, we had a really exciting presentation today. One of our government teachers, and Tom, you probably know Mr. Slovak. He's taught government and history at A&M Consolidated for 33 years, and I found out today that he's been in the same classroom for 33 years at the same school.
The same physical room.
The same physical room. But anyway.
Oh, man. He knows where all the skeletons are buried, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Well, he was presented an award today. It's a statewide award that's given out by an organization called Humanities Texas. This award is called the Outstanding Teachers of the Teaching of the Humanities Award. And it's given annually to those who have made exemplary contributions in teaching, curriculum development, and extracurricular programming. You know, he received for this award a nice plaque. It was presented to him by Dr. Albert Broussard, who's one of the board members for Humanities Texas and a professor at Texas A&M. Along with the plaque, he received a $5,000 cash reward and a $500 reward for the school to purchase materials to teach humanity. So congratulations to Mr. Slovak, a very deserving award and a very deserving teacher. If you'd oblige, I'd like to read a quote from him that I think sums it up very well. And this is from Mr. Slovak. And he says, "Rather than just teach about presidents and wars, I prefer to teach the things that students can best relate to, the history of people and movements and how it relates to their world, the development of their own ethics, respect for the rule of law and due process, and attitudes of civic virtue." And I think a lot of us could use some of those lessons every now and then, and we're very fortunate to have a teacher like Mr. Slovak at A&M Consolidated High School.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Another thing going on, got to work on next year's calendar.
Next year's calendar, anyone can go online right now, go to csisd.org and click on calendar input. There's an icon at the very top of the page, and there are three calendars up there that you can vote for, and there's also a spot for open-ended comments there as well. We want your feedback. We want to know what suits you. You're the ones that bring the kids to school every day, and you're the ones that have to provide child care, and we want to do what's best for you guys. So go on there and vote, and tell us what you think about the three calendar options.
And again, CSISD.org is the location to do that. Still have another minute or so, and Tom hasn't moved across the hall yet. So,
All right. Hey, next week we've got a board workshop and meeting. Pretty light agenda. A couple things at the workshop. We'll continue talks with the board about some of our about developing next year's budget, about the financial outlook, which. Seems really no one knows exactly what's going on with the upcoming legislative session. So a lot of that's going to be kind of a hurry up and wait situation. We'll also start going over or continue going over a legislative action plan. Some of the administrators, Dr. Colson and some of the board members have meetings scheduled with State Senator Ogden and Representative Brown in the upcoming weeks to just talk about some things that are on their mind as it relates to school finance. Senator Brown, obviously, is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, so he's a good person to be able to bend your ear, have him bend your ear towards you. And then during the actual regular meeting, we'll go over the district improvement plan and some suggestions towards that. And basically, the district improvement plan uses real-time data, state-mandated test data, percentages of kids and gifted and talented and those sorts of things to come up with goals and objectives for the next school year. So we're going to start that process as well.
All right. As always, if someone has a question about CSISD and they can't find it on the website, for instance, how do they find you?
They can get in touch with me by calling me directly at 979-764-5477.
This brings back old memories. The last time Chuck and I were next to each other with microphones in front of our mouths, we were on the road doing an Aggie baseball game. Chuck spent many a game keeping me in line, making sure that I said what was right going on the field.
And
I usually got it right 50% of the time.
Only one having to keep you in line.
Chuck, what do you think about this? You know, thanks to the Crucey Brothers and Bluebell Creamery, they're finally renovating that place after you and I stopped you know, I know, stop doing baseball.
Tells you what they think about us. I think it's going to be great.
So
man.
All those people outside aren't going to be freezing anymore. We can tell them some stories, can't
That's
we?
Right. You know, you guys were always kind of out there on an island. out in the elements. Now they're going to have it closed in.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, I figured they'd wait for us to leave to start doing that.
People are getting soft these days.
That's right. They ain't tough like us.
That's right.
They'll probably have free bluebell too.
Who knows?